back here to the What's Cooking program, weekend edition, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Paul Stern.
Mike, it is always a pleasure to welcome on into the What's Cooking program the proprietor of Raymond Vineyards, the one and only John Charles Boisse.
John Charles Boisse, one of our favorites in the wine biz. Welcome to the show.
Bonjour, Michael and Paul. Bonjour. The most charming, seductive voice in America.
Well, thank you very much, John Charles. You have a very seductive voice yourself. Boisse, the great collections that you have, BoisseCollection.com, you can check it out. But you've got some announcements from one of the fine members of that Boisse Collection family, and that's from Raymond Vineyards. You guys are getting involved big time with the Napa Valley Film Festival, aren't you?
We are, and, you know, as we witness phenomenal personalities like Mike and Paul on the radio, we want to encourage the culture in Napa Valley, which goes beyond just wine and food. And we've always been an enormous supporter of the Napa Valley Film Festival and believe bringing, you know, the cultures of movies and great cinematography here in Napa. So we thought, let's bring Napa out in the marketplace as well and create an amazing display and a sweepstakes where people can actually come and be treated like VIPs at the winery during the film festival. So it's very, very fun.
This is great fun. Now, there are film festivals, of course, you know, the Cannes Film Festival, you are, of course, that's from your side of the pond there, and there's film festivals, you know, all over the place, but this, the film festival itself in Napa Valley has gotten a lot of notoriety here of late, of the past few years. This has grown to be one of these stellar wanting to attend wine film festivals.
Absolutely. It's in November, perfect timing. It's really bringing in Napa amazing movie previews that a lot of the distribution companies in the movie business can come and actually acquire movies. And I'm thinking obviously about my friend Harvey Weinstein and his company, who is very active here and on the board, and many others who actually come select movies and then market them the following year. So it's a little bit like Sundance, but in the vineyards, which makes it very exciting because we get a big array of types of movies, and the diversity makes it, like the wines, very special here. And obviously all the wineries welcome them, and obviously what's better than wine and food to blend that with the culture of movies and the sex appeal of the actors.
And you, one of the great spokespeople, one of the great icons of the wine business, John Charles Boisse. Let's talk about the film festival just a second so people understand. They say, well, what's the big deal about a film festival? People make movies, a lot of them independent films, and to get those films released, sometimes you got to create a little buzz, a little excitement about the film. So when you get into these film festivals, you mentioned, and you have your board with Harvey Weinstein and others on it, they're selecting films, they're selecting companies to showcase their films or whatever it might be to create some interest. And some of the great movies, a lot that have won Academy Awards are independent film. Am I right?
Exactly. Many are. And the beauty is for all the guests at the Napa Valley Film Festival, they have a preview before everyone else in all those categories and can see the movies and obviously the private screenings, which are always under limited ticket availabilities, and have great parties in the vineyards as well. So it's really a decadent weekend where people can have a blast in the wine country, party, meet the stars, meet the upcoming actors and the upcoming producers, discover new movies, and obviously mingle with the future of what the artistic world is all about. So that's what I love about it. It's really being at the source. As Lao Tzu used to say, think about the source. Here you are at the source, because the source of wine, the source of food, the source of producer. And you know what I love even more?
What do you like?
Is people are talking already about the next movie they're doing. So
yeah,
you hear about the trends. You hear about what's hot. You hear about, openly, people after a glass of wine obviously open up better than before.
Yeah. You should know that better than most, John Charles Boisse. You have been a proprietor of that philosophy for many, many years, and you're right about that, though. I mean, we're having some fun. We always do with you. This is the Napa Valley Film Festival, only in its fifth year. It's gotten a lot of notoriety. Give us a little more background. Where do they hold this? Is it at a basic theater, or do they hold it around at different events and locales, and then you're going to have these special VIP parties at various wineries? Is that how it's done?
That's exactly it. Yeah. there's 7 or 8 locations where movies are being previewed.
Gotcha.
From the Lincoln Theater all the way down to the Cameo here in San Elena. We do mini previews at our wineries as well for 80 to 100. And we do a lot of very cool private parties, whether it's in the Red Room at Raymond or in the Crystal Cellar at Raymond. We do mini previews for 20 in the JCB Lounge as well on our big screen where you've been. So it's at all different types of level. So you could really participate to a big preview with 300 people in the room or a small one and select where you want to be. So that's what I love about it. And all the actors and producers basically go from one winery to the other and enjoy a party or a dinner or an amuse-bouche or an aperitif or an after-party. And that's where we come in a lot more with our wineries, because we love to obviously entertain them and making them feel part of Napa Valley and feel comfortable and encourage them as well to come and shoot over here and for us to be part of the scene of the background of a movie too.
I gotta ask you, John Charles, about this ultimate VIP experience.
Yes. Yeah, the ultimate VIP, so it's a four-night stay with us, a round-trip flight for the guests to come to Napa. They get the patron passes, which is the same as mine, as the major sponsor. They get access to every single event and parties they want, to every single film screening. They're part of the Vintner Circle dinners and go to each of the lounges where we do events for 3 nights. So meet all the celebrities naturally and have access to all the after parties as well. And the ultimate party, as you know, is in the Crystal Cellar as always. And that's what they get to do. So we've created a page on our website which each of the consumers can enter into the competition. It's called Raymond Vineyards/Red Carpet/.
So Raymond Vineyards/Red Carpet.
RaymondVineyard.com/Red Carpet.
/Red Carpet. Okay, good. Now, so this is a contest that we can get involved in and actually attend. I mean, a lot of people hear about these film festivals, John Charles Boy say, but they say, well, how do we go? How can we get there? Obviously, you can buy tickets. The money goes, I suppose, back into education and film and all that kind of good stuff. Am I right?
You're exactly right.
Okay, so how do we go to that website and fill out something to go ahead and try to enter for the VIP experience that you're offering?
Yeah, it's very easy for the contest. You just fill your name and your contact info, and that's it. It's a sweepstakes. Otherwise, if you obviously want to purchase, for whoever wants to purchase tickets, Mark and Brenda Lomer did an amazing job. You basically go to the Napa Valley Film Festival, and you can naturally purchase tickets. But I think the beauty of our contest, your promotional code is Raymond, and you just enter it, and you get 10% off of every ticket as well we buy. So I recommend for everybody to actually buy it through Raymond Vineyard, and you put the code Raymond, and you get at least 10% discount on all the activities.
All right, now can you hang on with us one more segment? Because as you know, if we have the time, you're never a one-segment guest, John Charles Boyce.
Merci, mon ami.
Whatever you just said, I'm sure he said yes to us.
Yes, of
John,
course.
John Charles Boyce of the Boyce Collection. You can check that out, B-O-I-S-S-E-T, Collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.com. And then, of course, one of those great wineries, RaymondVineyards.com/Red Carpet, to find out about this VIP event. We'll tell you more about it. Welcome back here to the What's Cooking program, weekend edition, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Paul Stern.
Getting on back to the Napa Valley Film Festival with John Charles Boisse.
John Charles Boisse, we always, you know, whenever you're on this show, and whenever someone meets you, you bring a smile to their face. We just like to hang with you. You and I have been joking about doing a radio show, a Napa show. You are the host.
Well,
we need to talk
together
about this. Can we have dinner soon?
Anytime.
Oh,
dinner and more. You know what is
Wait
amazing?
A
you guys
second.
Are so good, so exciting, so charming,
dinner
and charismatic.
And more.
We need to have you here all the time.
Dinner and more. This is
dinner
great.
Dinner and more.
You know, we talk about the Boisse Collection of great wines, Raymond Vineyards being one of them. And you have this red carpet sweepstakes coming up that will be held at Raymond Vineyards. we should say what you've done with this historic property, as you've done with every property you have come and become involved with. I mean, you literally, you talk about the Red Room, and you and I, and we know about it, but for our audience, this is a room, this whole, you have studies of soil inside this building, you have a tasting room inside the building, you have barrels, you can blend your own wines in there. Tell us more about this, and then end up with that Red Room.
Absolutely. So Raymond Vineyards is in Santa Elena, off Highway 29, and it's an amazing historical winery, which was founded by the Raymond in 1974. And we wanted to create inside a lot of experiences which are awakening all your senses. So one, corridor of senses. Number two, a library room where you could taste historical vintages. Number three, or an appellation room where you could discover all the soil profile and taste all the different districts of Napa. Then you have the crystal cellar where you taste wine aerated in decanters, beautiful Baccarat decanters. And you could taste all our great wines and understand the relationship between earth and air. Then we have a barrel room where you could reserve your future vintages in barrels and do a barrel tasting. Then you have a blending room where you can actually make your own wine and leave with the wine you've actually crafted and designed and branded. That's the coolest because let's say you want three cases of your own wine to give to your friends for, you know, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you can make your wine here, have a fantastic time to be a winemaker for a day, and basically, you know, either sell it or give it away and or drink it.
Even. You know, what's amazing about that, John Charles, is that, you know, everyone talks about the wine being made in the vineyard. And yes, we understand it's, you've got to have great grapes to start this off. But the sometimes the blend, and I've been with winemakers where, you know, I look at a bottle and they say 1% Malbec, and you go like, oh, what's that? And you, when you mix it, when you do that in the in like a class study like you're doing where you make your own, you will find that putting 1% of this Malbec into the wine changes the whole nature of the wine compared with the 100% wine that didn't have the Malbec in it. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I'd love for you to do a live one on the radio.
I want to that. We want to come there, John Charles, and we've talked about this a lot. And you get involved. You are really the first family of Napa Valley, you and your lovely wife, Gina Gallo. I'm telling you guys, when you walk up to this place, everybody, John Charles will remember your name. He'll look at you. He'll greet you. You'll get involved in the place. He really just is kind of like his arms are open to bring you into the wine industry. And when you say you've got this JCB Lounge, this is another label you got, this JCB for John Charles Boisset. And you've done some great sparklers and things in this on this label as well.
Well, there's great sparklers, there's the great cabs of Napa, and now there's a new wine, which I hope you're coming in May to see us.
What's that?
Named the Surrealist that we've released, which is a decanter, an amazing bottle with a piece of jewelry that I've designed, which is on it.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And you basically enjoy the wine. It's a Cabernet and Petit Verdot blend, so it's very unusual. It's a 2012 from Napa. The wine is spectacular, but more importantly, you keep the bottle after you drink it, so you keep the memory with that actual beautiful presentation. And you could reuse it and touch it, feel it, sense it, and it becomes, you know, part of your life, part of your shelf. So the memory does not go away. It's actually right there. And we provide to you a beautiful Baccarat, crystal Baccarat topper. So it makes a spectacular presentation in your home as well.
Do you get to keep the gems involved as well? Because I know I can't remember because the wine was so good and I drank the whole bottle and maybe a little more. I believe it was a 20-carat diamond that I was able to walk away with. I can't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, John Charles.
I think it's encrusted in your nipples.
Maybe I think so. I think that's what it was. Thank you. It's
or maybe in your belly button.
Thank you, John. So you've got this coming up in May. You've got the wine auction coming up at the first weekend of June. You've got this film festival. And again, what's the website so we can get on this red carpet event?
Yeah, so we have all that. Before I give you the website, we have another event you may want to come.
What's that? What's that?
2012 Generation release, the top one of Raymond on May 16th, which is in a few weeks, and we're doing an amazing show at the winery, which is a circus, and the show is going to be spectacular, and Michelle, who owns a circus here in California, is going to be performing with all his actors and performers and contortionists to help us release the magical 2012 vintage, very highly appraised.
I love this. Can we get information? Because I think we should come and broadcast from there. We'll get Courtney to check with your people. John Charles Boisset, we love you from RaymondVineyards.com/red carpet. Don't miss it.